This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Mike Adams.
The food companies get rich selling people all these toxins, and then the drug companies get rich treating the diseases.
The Health Ranger Report.
And then everybody throws their hands up in the air that we can't afford health care. Yeah, because you're eating death.
It's time for the Health Ranger Report.
The Health Ranger Report.
And now from naturalnews.com, here's Mike Adams.
You know, in many ways, humanity isn't that different from bacteria in a petri dish in the sense that they just want to keep multiplying and growing and just party on, good times, unlimited food, unlimited growth, exponential growth of everything until the day comes that the resources run out. And then it's collapsed, but nobody wants to talk about the day that that might be coming because humanity always wants to hear nothing but good news. They want to hear, you know, like debt doesn't matter. Keep creating endless debt. They want to hear that growth is always going to happen. And that's why pension funds are collapsing today because they've all been based on this ridiculous idea of unlimited future growth. Humans want to hear good news all the time. They don't want to hear that, oh, the oil is going to run out at some point here. They don't want to hear that green energy technologies often don't work or are too expensive or still rely on exotic minerals and metals that have to be mined out of the ground in dirty mining operations in China, for example. People don't want to hear that the soils are collapsing, that the food is sprayed with poison, and that cancer will keep getting worse and worse because everybody's eating deadly weed killer glyphosate in their food. And people don't want to hear that the good times are going to end because the debt bubble will eventually collapse, probably very soon at this point. I mean, nobody ever got elected to a public office by telling people the truth. Nobody ever won office by saying, yeah, the lifestyle that you're used to and the pattern of consumption and self-entertainment and narcissism that you have come to worship, yeah, that's all about to come to an end because it's unsustainable and all you people are morons who are just wasting your lives focused on how entertaining you can make your day-to-day experience rather than sustainability or knowledge or uplifting human consciousness. You know, people don't want to hear the truth. And so every collapse that happens, even the ones that have happened, you know, throughout human history, there have always been people in society who foretold them, who could see things coming. There have always been people who looked at the data and said, wait a second, this situation is unsustainable. This is not going to last. Either, you know, the kingdom's going to run out of money, or the Roman Empire is unsustainable, or the environmental destruction at, you know, whatever civilization, the Mayans, you know, the Anasazi Indians, you name it. The environmental destruction means that our food supply is gone. You know, just example after example of civilizations where there were people who saw things coming and they tried to sound the alarm and they were always called, you know, Looney Tunes by the masses that want to just keep partying on. They want the never-ending party to keep playing night after night so they can have their enjoyment, they can have their recreation, they can have, or even at a political level, they can have the free money to hand out to voters who want more entitlements so they can keep voting for more and more government spending or handouts or food stamps. And it's all unsustainable. It all comes to an end just as our modern civilization will come to an end, at least the way it's structured right now. And we're starting to see the seams bursting. It's starting to unravel. Look at the financial collapse of Puerto Rico. The financial collapse of the state of Illinois is now upon us. The financial collapse of the United States government will, of course, happen at some point. Don't know when exactly. Global debt collapse is imminent. We've got the interconnectedness of the global banking system that creates money by issuing debt. And how do you stop? How do you ever pay that back when you have to create more money to pay the interest on the debt that was created with more debt in the first place? I mean, it's mathematically impossible to pay off the debt because you have to create more money to pay the interest. And that new money is also issued as a form of debt. So you cannot ever pay off the debt. Endless growth of debt is the model for the global financial system. And that model is, by definition, mathematically unsustainable. It's just astonishing to me how small-minded people are, let's say it that way, where they're not willing to really take a hard look at current events projected into the future. They want to just think that debt doesn't matter, or an exponential rise in the stock market is going to continue forever, which it can't, obviously. They want to think that the good times will last forever. There will always be electricity, always be efficient delivery of grocery food items on grocery store shelves, that there will always be government food stamp programs to give free money to the poor. And what they don't realize is that all of those things are temporary situations. They're all based on a complexity in society that is unsustainable and that's highly vulnerable to collapse. Even the population question becomes a big issue. We've got this massive global population, 7 billion plus people now. And yet you hear scientists talk about, well, going to have GMOs because we got to feed the world when it grows to 15 billion people or 25 billion people or 50 billion people. And I'm thinking, are you kidding me? The world population is more likely to be 1 billion than 25 billion. We're not going to make it to 25 billion people. Have you done the math on food and water and electricity and soil and all the things that humans need to live? Have you done the math on how close we are right now to reaching the end of many of these resources, like oil, for example? How on earth do you think that the human population is going to make it to 25 billion people? It doesn't work. Again, we're more likely to have a billion people because of a collapse of, 6 billion people or so from possibly many different causes, economic collapse, outbreak of disease, war, nuclear war, all kinds of things. But just the complexity of the system can collapse us back to a billion people or fewer. So even the population, people just think, well, everybody can have as many kids as they want, and everybody can just keep growing cities and keep clear-cutting more forests and building more houses and using more electricity and consuming more goods, and then we'll all get rich off Bitcoin. Right. Because money comes from nothing. We can all just create online cryptocurrencies, and we'll sell that to each other, and we'll make more and more money, and we'll spend that money to build all the food farms that we need. And, it's just like, what? Are you insane? You even hear yourself talking? Bitcoin doesn't create wealth from nothing. Cryptocurrencies are fake. They don't exist. It's a game. They're not real wealth. The whole world can't get wealthy by speculative investing in any instrument, whether it's Bitcoin or the NASDAQ or treasury bills or anything. It doesn't work that way. You can't create money from nothing. Unless you're the central bank. And even they can't do it forever. Quantitative easing, sooner or later, the easing part becomes more difficult. It becomes quantitative difficulting, with a special emphasis on the cult. It's a bad situation. They can't sustain it forever. So I just want to encourage you to think about how temporary society is today. All the things that you've come to depend on, think about how temporary they are. And start looking at solutions of how to live in a more low-tech, self-reliant manner. I just bought a typewriter, a manual typewriter. I just bought a manual adding machine. I'm not even kidding. I'm gonna shoot video of this because these are amazing. I'm buying non-electric technology. This is a new thing for me. I've just started to do it. I'm all over eBay buying this amazing tech that was built by the Germans or the Russians or the Americans back in the 1960s and 70s. It's all non-electric, and this is essential stuff for survival after this current delusion ends. this current fake world that everybody thinks is so sustainable, but it isn't. You know, the world of just unbridled technology and software and cryptocurrencies and augmented reality. Oh my God, we're all just going to merge with the machines. No, you're not. It doesn't work that way. You're going to need to figure out how to grow food. You're going to need to figure out how to, you know, sustain yourself when all that other stuff fails. So that's my advice. You know, get into something real. Live on some, like a rural farm or something. Own some real technology that doesn't depend on electricity. Own some precious metals. You know, own a firearm and know how to use it. Own a bicycle and know how to repair it. You know, get into real things, real tech. That's the future. Not artificial tech, not virtual currency, but real technology, real stuff, like mechanical stuff that works. You know, John Deere tractors, one of my favorites. They work, and they don't need any electronics to function. Well, that's my advice. You can hear more Preparedness Talk at preparedness.news or survival.news, and you can hear my podcast at healthrangerreport.com. Thank you for listening.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.